And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that like button. Here's the thing, church announcements, Ball Brothers in Chicago and Detroit this week, followed by next week, we are in Boston, Philly, which is sold out, and New York is close to selling out. After that, we only got, after that, we only got 3 weeks left. Richmond,
what?
Orlando.
That don't sound right.
That don't sound. Yeah. That don't sound right. Next week is our last week of three shows. And then we'll be done 3 weeks. And the last weekend, we ended up a little Oakland and Los Angeles.
I can't wait to go to Los Angeles.
Oh, we're going to bring you on stage, Angel. I'm going to search your name out as long as you feel like you can.
I'll be like, this is my story.
What you got going on in your neck of the woods?
Per usual, get your stuff from shopmamalikes.com. Also, doing a Mocha Masterclass this Saturday at 8 a.m. PST, 11 a.m. EST, on mental health with an amazing life coach and therapist, Dr. D. You can find the link in my bio or at Mocha Moms SFV on Instagram. The class is only $20. It's available for 30 days. Get your mind right. Get your life right.
All right.
No.
Hold on,
oh,
man.
Oh, more. I forgot we had the reading.
And our morning devotion out of successful failure.
How many times
are
you going to do this?
For a while. By our good friend, Reverend Pastor Kev on stage. Kevin Stage, Fredericks. And if you could turn into the word on page 81, chapter Putting It Back Together, first paragraph. For the next 9 months, I was consumed with dejection and aimlessness, at least where comedy was concerned. Oh, sure. I had a decent, albeit dull, job at the bank, at least for a while. But my faith in myself was shot. Watching a dream go up in smoke so humiliatingly in Oakland had left me unwilling, almost afraid to even try to crack another joke. I couldn't bring myself to go anywhere near a venue. No Nates, no church shows, no open mics, no cafes. Kev was officially off stage, probably forever. And that concludes today's reading. And I hope you all got something from there, which is sometimes you got to stop believing in yourself.
Ah! Pull the plug.
All right. Since
friend.
This is the bonus, many questions were asked of me from
so many things I meant to ask you before we went live. God dang it.
Den of Kings.
Come on, Den of Kings.
Yeah.
Patreon has asked me a lot of questions. We're going to go in depth since this is the bonus. We're shooting the bonus first, y'all. Josh, you can put 15 out. You can put 15. I know I changed my mind. Because what I realize is I used to think that the Patreon was safe. It is to a certain extent.
It's not. But
it's also not.
But also, we know us.
If I say something crazy, it's going to be on the baller. And then
but we would pay the $5 to be nosy to.
1,000%. You would screen record and put me out. So should we start the Patreon questions, Angel? Should we start with your questions? Do you want to read some of the Patreon questions? What
I'll
do you think
read
is the best
the Patreon
way?
Questions. Where are they? They're inside the Patreon. Inside
the Patreon. Okay. Just select the ones that you think are what most people would want to know.
What speaks to your heart first, Angel?
First, let's just. I'm going to ask my question first. From knowing you personally, there seemed to be many a moment where you were there in body, but gone in mind. where, friend, did you go during those moments? Were you on tour in your mind? Were you promoting the book in your mind? I literally sent you a screenshot and I said, this is the photo of a nigga that does not want to be there. And you never felt more like a friend to me. Like, oh God, we are unruly cousins. We are twinning him. it when you were the one to start eating, because I was like, is the food gonna be ate? Because this is not gonna work for me.
First of all, the same thing. She's like, I noticed a lot of things. Kev was the only one that ate his food.
First of all, you know I'm trying to get down from the 270.
That food's there though.
I time my hungry because on the previous episodes the food looked good.
I know. I said Kev waited to make sure he could
1,000%.
That's what I would have
eaten. He prayed over it to make sure he could speed the process
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. And that chef cooked that food out of his mind. Mm. And I wish I could have had a lighter subject because my stomach going gobble, gobble, gobble. And I said, first of all, the actual shoot is much longer than the episode.
Of course it is.
So I waited for a long time.
They cut the hell up out of that episode.
They carved it. With Edward Scissorhands.
You could feel some of the cuts. They said,
you were talking.
Remember Baraka?
You were talking here. It cut to another camera. Your arm was up here.
Listen, it was literally NLE being like, and that's why I go. Okay, so guys, I was like, they said, there's no clear place to cut.
There's no air.
So, Baby Yoda's speech.
I was eating that food. That chef cooked out of his mind. I wanted to get another plate. It wasn't a good time. Okay. And then after it was over, it was kind of like, I just finna go. And Lissa had cooked, so I went home and had my second plate.
Oh.
For the sake of understanding for everybody, do you remember what time you started shooting and what time you guys cut?
I know I got there at like 5:30. We probably started at like 7 and cut at like 10.
Damn.
That's horrible.
And then we had to take pictures and stuff after, you know, all that type of stuff. Pictures for both the production mm-hmm. and for like there's fans of me and all the men there. So and then I had to go home. When it was the end of a long day, and you know, I'd be on time anyway. So I was probably early for my call time and we didn't start on time anyway.
Okay.
To answer your question, so I'm gonna answer your question the long way, but I'm gonna answer it. I'm gonna actually answer the short way.
Okay.
The most surprising thing about that is the topic that we were supposed to be talking about was Black men's mental health.
Mm.
What we ended up talking about a good portion of the recorded version and the full version was theological debates.
Yeah.
Now you remember.
Yeah, you theological Thursdays. Yeah.
I don't remember. I done got carved up on that theological Thursday.
You stepped out too far on this one.
So part of my rule. Since Theological Thursdays, I do not debate theology with people. If you believe that, there's a lot of ways to interpret things. I'm not coming to check you. I know what I believe. You believe what you believe. In the picture that has gone viral, and which is now a GIF, where they, I mean, just slow panned me, rack focused to me, and I am make. I mean, the cameraman did his thing.
Made his full rate. I said,
you could. We in this business, Angel, you planned that shot.
Absolutely. And the fact that they only lived in it for 2 seconds.
Joshy, he's on a slider with the rack focus to me being like,
yes,
just blinking. Work of art.
Yeah.
In that moment, I remember thinking, I've heard a lot of theological different things. I have never heard Jesus is our brother. Don't worship him.
I've always wanted a brother.
Oh, I've heard that.
I have not.
Really?
I always wanted. He's not in that way. I've heard, you know, Muslims believe that Jesus was a prophet and he, you know, was a prophet, but he didn't, you know, I don't know in detail, but they don't believe he's the son of God like that. I've heard those, but I've never heard Brother NLE's ideals until that moment. I've heard Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Blessed Trinity, Jesus only, God is the Father, Donnie McClurkin.
Oh, you ain't been nowhere. I done heard that multiple times.
I haven't heard
especially
that.
Especially from a Negro man that has ascended into a different God-like zone.
Yeah.
Me and Jesus same. God the Father, different situation.
I hadn't heard it.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first time for me.
Oh, y'all got to get out here in the world.
I got to. Apparently, that's called low Christology. A theologian I follow said that if he were able to speak longer, he was getting into some things called low Christology. I'll be honest. That was a new one for me. Also, I would say
Muslims believe he's a prophet, not a god. So, like,
yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah. So
I've heard that version, but I haven't heard it made me mad, you know, that people worship Jesus.
Well, that's all that ink getting into your lymphatic system.
Well, he also goes to source.
What's that?
The primarily source.
That's what he said.
Give me.
Oh, got you.
You
got
to go to the primarily source.
He doesn't like the forks and knives in between.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The primarily source. So, how?
So in my head, I'm just like, and also on top of that, in my life, I have interacted with a lot of new Christians, and the most fervent of them, former street dude, turned new Christian.
He said he ain't no Christian.
You right. Mm-hmm. You right.
He's not
former religious. Street dude turned religious.
That's Jesus Christ.
Of course.
No argument, brother. You got it. In my life, barbershop, church.
Because he's got... He has names. When he says on the dead homies, he has names in mind.
Brother, you got it. I can't tell you nothing.
No.
So he had a combination of former street turned religious, plus young, plus God. Oh, he said he's not religious? Well, whatever.
No, he said he's not.
He said he's not.
He believes in higher power. He believes in the source.
Okay, in my experience, I'm using religious as a blanket term, if y'all understand what I'm saying. New person finding higher power, super consciousness, you got it, brother. Because
I think you did it right.
We not going to get nowhere productive.
JM's the only one who kind of like stepped on his toe a little bit. And there was a point in the interview where I was like, are we going to be good in Memphis when we go? But I think JM kind of took the left hook.
Oh, yeah. That was between them. So what I was thinking in the moment, to answer your question more succinctly, this is crazy. That was my permeating thought for 3 hours.
This is crazy.
I can't wait to tell Liz.
So, second question. Do you believe that there was someone...
Hey, man.
How uncomfortable was it for you to be in that room?
I don't think I was, like, uncomfortable, so to speak. I think I was ill-prepared for both... where the conversation was going and how intense at times the conversation would get. The previous episodes of Denim Kings, way lighter in terms of like topic, you know, I mean, and I don't mean like they were laughing and joking. They definitely had serious topics, but I don't remember any moments where it seemed like the various kings had intense issues with the other kings.
You felt like there was intense issues with other people inside the room? That's what you felt?
There were times where the questions, answers, and honestly the like... when you're trying to get your point out and I'm not letting you get your point out and I'm telling you what you should feel... amongst men, that could be very tense. I can tell you it felt very tense.
Did it? Okay.
Oh, it felt very tense. It's like if you telling me we friends, actually it wouldn't be the same because we are friends with each other. But if we knew of each other and all of a sudden I'm telling you, you know, like, okay, perfect example. Me and you, knowing your life, Melissa's father passed away. Right. And you're trying to explain to me, like, I was learning how much he meant to you by talking to you and your grief and your posts. And if you were being like, you know, Kev, you know, Melissa's dad at times felt like my dad at times. And I was like, but he wasn't your dad, though. But he really wasn't, though. So why do you feel like that if he wasn't your dad? Right. Like your toes would be like, I'm trying to tell you, I understand, but you actually have a real dad. So if you went and talked to him, that's how you really should feel, right? When that happens, then it's like, okay, so now I'm going to be like, we either going to get into it. Remind me, I added the Joe Budden thing to the docket. I don't know if you saw that. You can watch it in between. I'm either going to go into it with you or I'm going to be like, you got it. And I feel like all the subjects of the day were, I use the term sacred cow. So it's not like we arguing about, Angel, your hair shouldn't be in a bun. It should be braided. We talking about some serious stuff that people don't, they disagree with, but it feels like you're disagreeing with how I see the world. And that's more intense than like pumpkin pie versus sweet potato pie or how to raise kids in theory. You're talking about my lived experience. It feels like you're dismissing my lived experience. And honestly, if I'm being honest, I think men have less experience expressing ourselves, our emotions, uninhibited, period, much less around other men, much less around other men with cameras on. And you know, in my head also, it's part of the reason that I thought I was doing better with my face. Apparently, I'm...
You're terrible. I want you to understand. Not good at all. One of your worst skills. One of the worst ones. Only thing worse than that is keeping your butt crack covered at all times. Your facial expressions, terrible.
I watched that back. I said, now, Kev, did you even try?
This is why I don't try. Just go ahead and huff and be like, ugh.
Oh, you lip pouting, Angel.
Yeah.
Somebody said, why you got duck lips?
The lip gets to tremoring.
Josh, I'm not even aware. I don't see my own. All I see is out my own eyes, a little bit of my nose. All I see is a little bit of my nose, Angel. I don't see my whole face. When I saw that camera on me, and also there's like hella cameras. There's
full 12 coverage.
Cameras in my head in that moment that they rack focused to me. I'm praying, please use another shot.
Please. Got to get that shot.
Everything they needed.
Cam five. Josh, in my head, I said, and not only did they not use another shot, it felt like they set up a dang special shot.
Oh, yeah, because when they realized you weren't going to talk, they said, that's all right. His face is talking. His mouth might not be, but his face is talking. What does Kev have to say about this? Look at him.
And the thing is, this thing came out Friday, okay? Today's Tuesday, didn't really go viral till Monday. So I put it in the Patreon. I'm like, oh, cool. It ain't really nothing. You ain't no blogs picked it up.
A little quick tale.
Because I'm like, because also I didn't really watch the whole edit. I just had a lot of things going on. So.
Order something?
I ordered a copy. My bad. Much to my surprise, Friday go by, nothing really. Saturday go by, nothing really. Sunday go by, nothing really. I'm like, oh, this is cool. Boy, Monday morning.
They said, we clocked into work.
Angel, I'm getting tagged. Sleepy. You just got black. Straight black. And I'm also trying to be healthy boy, Kev. I also just trying to, what was I saying?
You know what? I don't know if we're going to get back to it. Let me ask you next question, though.
Hold on. Oh, I wanted to finish that point. Oh, when we get to the airport in St. Thomas, and I'm talking about TikTok, why is Kev on stage in LA, Jonathan Majors in a room together? That clip, Instagram, Twitter, down to the thread.
Come on.
Twitter, even when people were not talking directly, didn't tag me, you know all the algorithms now. You don't have to follow nobody or nothing.
Right.
Every platform was showing me, and I was just like, dang. I thought the thank you, Ray J would be the thing. And I thought the read the Bible, read it again part wouldn't be directed at me.
Well, because you cut the camera to you.
And then I saw that shot and I said,
"Dow."
I said, man. Man.
So, next question.
Okay.
Do you plan on crying in every interview?
You know what's funny about that? You made, in our group chat, Angel said something funny. She said, Kev, when you go to crying, all the bass in your throat is like, we're out of here, God. All secondary characters come with me. Here's the thing that I realize about myself. If you are podcast hosting me and you ask me a direct question about my brother, and I know it's coming, it's happened a few times. I won't name no names, but a few times people have very obviously been trying to get me to cry. They would like, and then when he, and then, you know, I don't
your best friend and brother.
And brother, when he died.
Died, dead, man, gone.
When he died, take me through there.
They playing Oak Frank, Frank Ocean.
Ocean Frank. Take me through there when they wear him in a circle.
Take me through it.
I can spot it a mile away, will not cry. Mm-hmm. When I do cry, it's when you don't ask me a direct question. And something pops in my head about Jay and I get to talking about it. All of my defense mechanisms, they are not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
They are nowhere to be found.
They
left with the bass. Like people on this podcast tour I was on over the summer, I wouldn't say everybody, but a good portion of people was like, brother gone, ain't it? How you feel? Give me a tear so I can clip it.
Yes.
Right?
I need this to go viral.
And,
come on.
And I wouldn't give it to him because you asking for it. I ain't going to give it to you. But you ask a genuine question and that nigga Jay come up and it be, I will always love you.
Ray J burped you. So he showed you. He said, it's all right, Kev. I was like, he going to burp up all that food he just scarfed down that y'all ain't eating.
It's so funny because people are like, in the moment, kid you not, hand to the Lord, Ray J felt so genuine.
I think he was. There was nothing about it that
I also think he realized, like, when he walked over, he was almost like, oh, dang, I'm here. I need to do something.
Yes.
Because he was here for a second. He walked over, he got up, and he was like,
yeah.
It was tucked in like that dude who asked Tony about his favorite comedians in London. He hit me so hard.
Oh, we heard it.
He knocked the tears back. I watched. He came slap, slap, shake, rub.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then he did the.
And then you said, thank you, Ray J. In the middle of
that,
sorry,
I think that helped you,
Ray J.
Because I didn't want to be.
That helped you reground, though.
1,000%. Yeah. And I didn't want to be dismissive because, like, everybody else at the table was giving me, like, eye feedback and support. Yes. Some were even, like, tearing up. So it was like, I didn't feel alone in that moment. But to come over and be like, man, I got to let you know. Bam, bam, rub, rub, shake, shake. And let me tell you.
Yes. I thought it was such a sweet and hilarious moment. It was hilarious and sweet at the same time because he genuinely was like, this man is emotional.
Unintentionally funny because
I need to be here for
one. And I think partly because he is Ray J.
Yes.
Like some things are funny because the people involved.
Yes.
I think if anybody else, if NLE or Jay Barnett or Kirk or Jonathan Majors, same thing. I don't think it's funny. I think it's.
And it's not even intentional.
It's
just
not.
How he is.
It's like Cardi B. They don't even be trying to be funny. This. You just. It's
right.
Look.
It's.
They
so
just
much
are
of them.
Funny.
Yes, absolutely.
And he was being legit. And there was a couple of moments where Ray J had some really good insight, even when he got frustrated or whatever.
Yes.
And he really had my back. And it's the really. Thank you, Rich. Like, that's a funny thing to say.
Yes.
Because when I watched it back, that's the first thing that I saw on TikTok that Monday morning. People was like, somebody posted a whole clip.
Uh-huh.
And there was comments in there like, I know this is serious, but that thank you, Ray J, is taking me out. My friends start texting me. Jamila and Mecca was like, Kev, I done said thank you, Ray J, a million times today. Yeah. I cannot stop watching it. And I just, it's funny.
It is.
I don't know why. It's the some things are funnier because they are happening in a moment that is serious.
Uh-huh.
And what you want me to do?
Yeah.
Funny
almost,
is funny.
That's almost break the glasses. I don't care.
Yeah.
He's just a funny
that's
dude.
That's what I'm, it's yes. the, it's
I don't
the,
care.
It's
exactly that. That's not a funny thing.
He's not trying to be funny. It's just,
no.
It's just
it
like,
just is.
You can't break him, sweetie. I can break him. I don't care. It was my. And then when I got home, Zay Zay was like, Father, you were crying and Ray J comforted you.
I mean, there's not many people who will be able to say that
who
ever in life.
Who can say Ray J patted them on the back in their time of need and struggle?
You can, Kevin.
I can.
And it was genuine.
And Ray J came here and really soothed me.
Yes.
Ray J the soother.
Thank you, Ray J.
Thank you, Ray J.
I love that moment so much. Okay, also in the awkwardness, I know, okay, hopefully, friend, you don't mind me asking this question.
This is why it's the bonus.
Okay, so when Jonathan first was able to talk and a little bit go into all the stuff that he went into, and knowing that we were a part of.
Oh, I wanted you to be there with me so bad.
I would have taken it. I would have been like, we did talk about you, but let me tell you, we could have went in so much worse.
You know what's funny is they cut to a camera when you were talking about people turning into podcast topics.
Yes.
And it was the dirty shot. Of
yes.
Cutting
yes.
at you.
He was like this.
And
he's like,
they,
go ahead.
I so.